With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hear I can now get stuff with USB 4. Well, what the heck does that get me? USB's been a mess and confusing, and I don't know if I want another number. Also, it relates to Thunderbolt 4 somehow? Are you confused? Don't be. Let's help you know a little more about USB 4. USB stands for the Universal Serial Bus, a standard released first in 1996 to provide an industry standard for connecting peripherals and computers. It's maintained by the USB Implementers Forum, or USBIF. That's a nonprofit group founded in 1995 by Compaq, Digital, IBM, Intel, Microsoft, NEC, and Nortel. And it's expanded its membership since, of course. Friends, before USB, each peripheral pretty much had its own connector, and you couldn't use the same wire or port for another. There are a few exceptions, but for the most part, your monitor went into the monitor port, your printer went into the serial port, or some other printer port, and your mouse used a PS2 port. Examples like that were many. People at the founding companies of the USBIF got together in 1994 to fix that mess and make it easier to plug things into computers and make it cheaper for them to make the computers, because then they wouldn't need to build a separate port for every single peripheral somebody might want to connect. A team at Intel, led by Ajay Bhatt, produced the first integrated circuits to support USB in 1995. And Joseph C. DeQuier credited his work on the Atari SIO 8-bit communication implementation as the basis of the standard. The USB 1.0 specification was officially released in 1996, and it supported 1.5 megabit per second low speed and 12 megabit per second full speed data transfers. Those high speeds were meant for things like printers and floppy drives. The lower speeds were for your cheaper peripherals with unshielded cables like joysticks and your mouse. Microsoft began supporting USB 1.0 in Windows 95 OSR 2.1. That came out in August 1997. Apple's iMac was the first mainstream product to support it and popularize it starting in August 1998. That's what most people think of when they think of the launch of USB. Really took off from there. USB 2.0 arrived in April 2000, adding a higher signaling rate of 480 megabits per second and adding the mini and micro connectors. USB 3 came along in November 2008, bringing super speed capability at 5 gigabits per second and those little blue ports you see that designate them. USB 3.1 followed in December 2014, doubling the speed to 10 gigabits per second, called Super Speed Plus, and USB 3.2 arrived in September 2017, allowing for multi-lane operation to get those data rates up to 20 gigabits per second. A lot of numbers, a lot of different versions, a lot of different connectors. That brings us to the present. USB 4, released as a spec on August 29th, 2019. When you're searching for info on it, remember, too, that unlike previous specs, the USBIF spells USB 4 without a space between the B and the 4. All one term, USB 4. While USB 3.2 was designed for use over USB-C cables, you know, the small reversible ones, USB 4 is the first spec to require it. USB 4 does not run over previous USB ports or connector types without an adapter. Also, USB 4 incorporates Intel's Thunderbolt 3 spec. A USB 4 host or peripheral device does not have to support Thunderbolt 3, but it can. The spec does require USB 4 docks to support Thunderbolt 3 and USB 4 hubs to support Thunderbolt 3 on the downward-facing ports. Those are the ones that the peripherals plug into. USB 4 is mostly an attempt to simplify USB. The spec itself can be said to really just tunnel other specs, like Thunderbolt, DisplayPort, USB 3.2, USB 2.0, and PCIe. It is therefore backwards compatible with all of those. Also, a USB 4 connection requires USB power delivery of at least 7.5 watts per port up to 100 watts. So no more trying to guess if a USB port provides power or not by looking for that little lightning logo, which was sometimes black on a black background. USB 4 does support power. That's it. It does. And it'll make sure it only sends as much power as your device can handle. The first products supporting USB 4 arrived near the end of 2020, and the connector is becoming common in new products released in 2021. So, what do you get if you get something that has USB 4? USB 4 can share a single link with multiple end device types, so you can daisy chain, and you get speed. USB 4 devices must support 20 gigabit per second data, that's as much as 3.2, but can support up to 40 gigabit per second data. And with video, you can even get a faster effective rate. We'll talk about that in a minute. So while USB 4 does simplify things quite a bit over previous USB versions, you still will have to check a device to know whether you're going to get 20 or 40 gigabits per second. To help with that, packaging will carry either a USB 20 or USB 40 logo to help you tell the difference. Your ports and your cables will get a more stylized logo that just says 20 or 40 with that little USB trident symbol. But none of them will say USB 4, just the bandwidth amount. So if you see USB 40, you're getting USB 4 with 40 gigabit per second capability. But that's it. Even USB 3.2 had lower speed variants. USB 4 has just the two, 20 and 40. The other thing that you'll need to check for is that previously mentioned Thunderbolt capability. Intel is no longer charging for implementation of Thunderbolt 3, and Thunderbolt 3 uses the USB-C connector, just like USB 4, so that means a new computer with a USB 4 port could offer compatibility with your existing Thunderbolt 3 devices. Could, but not must. The spec makes it optional. Now, most devices seem to be implementing it because why not? But you will want to make sure it's there if it's important to you. So how does Thunderbolt 4 fit into all that? We keep talking about Thunderbolt 3. Well, some are looking at it as Thunderbolt 4 gives you USB 4 at its highest capacity with all its possible options. If you want to know the details, we have a whole separate episode of Know a Little More on Thunderbolt 4. Look for it in our feed. As I mentioned a minute ago, there's also a situation where USB 4 can handle more than 40 gigabits per second. That's because it can also support DisplayPort Alt Mode 2.0 for high-resolution displays. If that DisplayPort spec is implemented in a USB 4 device, it can transmit video data, just video data, at 80 gigabits per second, meaning you can power multiple DisplayPort 2.0 displays at 8K and 60 hertz refresh rate, or if you can find one someday, a single 16K monitor at 60 hertz. And yeah, of course, that means you could do a bunch of 4K monitors if you have a bunch. It achieves this by using all the lanes to send video, leaving none to receive. So to get that speed, you won't share the connection with anything else but monitors. Also, if you're not using every lane for display purposes, USB 4 is smarter than USB 3.2 in how it allocates bandwidth. You could do that on previous USB versions, but the lane was split 50-50 whether you needed it all or not. USB 4 divides up its capability dynamically. So, if you have a USB 4 device that can support 40 gigabits per second, your 4K monitor could be given 12 gigabits per second. Let's say that's all it needs. And your external hard drive would then use the remaining 28 megabits per second, all on the same connection. Oh, and a moment before we're done about cables. Good news! Your old cables will work. Other news, they won't suddenly become faster than they used to be. If you have a 5 gigabit per second cable, that's all you're going to get out of it. Finally, this is it for USB 4. They do not intend to make a 4.1, 4.2, etc. like they did with USB 3. The next version of USB, when they ever get around to developing it, is intended to be called USB 5. Simple, right? Hey, that's it. I hope this helps you cut through the confusion. Thankfully, the USBIF has helped us to do that. Thanks, USBIF. In other words, I hope now you know a little more about USB 4.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.